Doctor dictated a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Fred Holbrook. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 7/7/22, Mr. Holbrook performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction nor bronchial reactivity. Period and paragraph impression normal study. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Irene Brooke. And this goes to Dr. Pieper. On 7/7/22, Mrs. Brooke performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility of airways obstruction, leaving the patient with a minimal reduction of forced vital capacity. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/10/21, there's been no significant change. Period. A paragraph impression, minimal restriction and minimal reversible airways obstruction, consistent with asthma, showing no change. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Elizabeth Sweder, Sweder. This goes to Dr. Sarah Ward. On 7/7/22, Mrs. Sweder performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. And there's a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/22/22, there's been no significant change period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Jeffrey Ward. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 7/7/22, Mr. Ward performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and was very severe airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/21/22, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Janice, J-A-N-I-S. West, this goes to Dr. Girard. On 7/7/22, Mrs. West performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's no airways obstruction nor bronchial reactivity period. In paragraph, normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test on Sharon Hall. This goes to Dr. Hernandez. On 7/7/22, Mrs. Hall performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 98% period. After walking 414 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 95% period. A paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. And next is a 6-minute walk test on Philip Cagle. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 7/7/22, Mr. Cagle performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 95% period. After walking 332 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 96% period. No paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia period. Thank you.